Now, my co-mates and brothers in exile, hath not old custom made this life more sweet than that of painted palm trees? Are not these woods more free from peril than the envious court? Here feel we but the penalty of Adam, the season's difference, as the icy fang and churlish chiding of the winter's wind, which when it bites and blows upon my body, even till I shrink with cold, I smile and say, this is no flattery. These are counselors that feelingly persuade me what I am. Sweet are the uses of adversity, which, like the toad, ugly and venomous, wears yet a precious jewel in his head. And this, our life, exempt from public haunt, finds tongues in trees, books in the running brooks, sermons in stones, and good in everything.
I would not change it. Happy is your grace that can translate the stubbornness of fortune into so quiet and so sweet a style.
Come, shall we go kill us venison? And yet it irks me, the poor dabble fools, being native burghers of this desert city, should in their own confines, with forked heads, have their round haunches gored.
Indeed, my lord. The melancholy Jaques grieves at that, and in that kind swears you do more usurp than doth your brother that hath banished you. Today, my lord of Amiens and myself did steal behind him as he lay along under an oak whose antique root peeps out upon the brook that brawls along this wood. To the which place, a poor sequestered stag that from the hunter's aim had ta'en a hurt did come to languish. And indeed, my lord, the wretched animal heaved forth such groans that their discharge did stretch his leathern coat almost to bursting, and the big round tears coursed one another down his innocent nose in piteous chase. And thus the hairy fool, much marked of the melancholy Jaques, stood on the extremest verge of the swift brook, augmenting it with tears.
But what said Jaques? Did he not moralize this spectacle?
Oh, yes, into a thousand similes. First, for his weeping into the needless stream. Poor dear, quoth he, thou makest a testament as worldlings do, giving thy sum of more to that which had too much. Then, being there alone, left and abandoned of his velvet friend, 'tis right, quoth he, thus misery doth part the flux of company. Anon, a careless herd, full of the pasture, jumps along by him and never stays to greet him. Aye, quoth Jaques, sweep on, you fat and greasy citizens, 'tis just the fashion. Wherefore do you look upon that poor and broken bankrupt there? Well, thus most invectively, he pierceth through the body of country, city, court, yea, and of this our life, swearing that we are mere usurpers, tyrants, and what's worse, to fright the animals and to kill them up in their assigned and native dwelling.
And did you leave him in this contemplation?
We did, my lord, weeping and commenting upon the sobbing deer.
Show me the place. I love to cope him in these sullen fits, but then he's full of matter.
I'll bring him to you straight.